The keynote speaker for the Women in the Environment Symposium is Winona LaDuc, a Native American activist who is known for her environmentalist works. She is the founder and executive director of Honor the Earth. She was a two-time vice presidential candidate for the Green Party, and she has successfully fought against the Sandpiper Pipeline and currently working against the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Winona, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Miigwech.
Let's begin a little bit. You're the founder and executive director of Honor the Earth. What does Honor the Earth do?
Honor the Earth was formed in 93. We work nationally on Native environmental issues, a lot of sacred sites, cultural preservation through music and art, a lot of media, environmental advocacy, and we also have attorneys, litigation.
You have a project called the White Earth Land Recovery Project. I've read a little bit about that in preparing for this interview. Tell our listeners a bit about that project.
Yeah, in 1989, I formed the White Earth Land Recovery Project with community members after we had fought efforts to steal more of our land on the White Earth Reservation. And so we decided, modeled kind of after the Trust for Public Lands, the idea of going out and buying tribal land within the reservation borders, holding it as a land trust. So the project holds 1,400 acres of land on which we have organic crops growing, wild rice processing mill, and a radio station, Niji Radio or KKWE radio station, and maple syruping operations.
We have some strong maple syruping here in Michigan, but with this climate change, the maple syrup producers aren't quite sure what they're going to do this year because the sap is already flowing and it's going to get cold again.
Yeah, that's right. The same thing at home. We had a bit of a run, and we had probably about 4 inches of snow. We're expecting a decent run, you know, this week. It is early for all of us, but, you know, my feeling is that it's time for us all to take on the Quebec maple syrup cartel.
Yeah, and and doesn't this underscore the fact those people who deny climate change, no, there's no such thing as human-induced climate change, right? And just look at it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, as Ojibwe people, we have, like this month is called Onabanagizis, or it's the hard-crusted snow moon. And then the month which follows this is Iskigamizigigizis, or the maple syruping moon, then Wabaganagizis, then Odeiminagizis, strawberry moon, Meangizis, blueberry moon. And those are challenging right now because syruping is coming earlier during the wrong moon. It actually started in, you know, I mean, it's lunar calendar, not a calendar based on Roman emperors, but it is a little early.
You've been doing some work. I mentioned in the opening on the pipeline situation. We have a major pipeline issue going on in Michigan with Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac. But a little bit about what's going on, an update on what's happening out in the Dakotas.
Well, first I'm going to update you a little bit on, you know, we're in the middle of this battle on Line 3 and the Alberta Clipper. We are actually up pipe from you, technically. And so we are facing 800,000 barrels of the Alberta Clipper is coming in from north from the tar sands area. And now Enbridge is proposing a 760,000 barrel a day Line 3 replacement because Line 3 is aging. I think it's probably as old as the one under the Straits of Mackinac. It's crumbling. They're all crumbling. And so instead of cleaning up their old mess, they want to throw a new pipe. And we think that's a bad idea. We think that corporations should clean up their mess, and we think that Enbridge should clean up their mess. You know, we've been deeply concerned about this. We did defeat the Sandpiper, which was a fracked oil pipeline that was proposed to go through our reservation. The new Line 3 replacement route, or the Line 3, would go through the same route that we have defended successfully against Enbridge. But Enbridge purchased 28% of the Dakota Access Pipeline, and we followed them out there. That's a pitched battle. And, you know, they have moved ahead with the Trump administration. I do not believe that they're going to have oil running through it. I'm not sure how they're going to do that because, you know, right now, according to Lynn Helms at the North Dakota Department of Mines, they have 900,000 barrels of oil coming out of the now busted Bakken oil fields. It's the bust. It's not in a boom. And he predicts that in 2019 they'll have 900,000 barrels of oil coming through. In North Dakota. And so I don't know how you're going to fill a 570,000 barrel a day Dakota Access Pipeline. We refer to it as the Dakota Excess Pipeline. We think it is a way excessive, built of capacity, and really built out of spite. You know, Bismarck didn't want it, so they put it on Standing Rock. They've been doing that for the past 100 years.
There's a couple of reports coming out on Line 5 in June, and there have been some leaks that maybe these consultants are going to recommend shutting down Line 5. It'll be very interesting to see given the governor commissioned these reports, whether they would follow that recommendation or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's time to close down these lines. I think, you know, Michigan is the epicenter of a lot of these pipeline battles. It's also the perfect place to talk about infrastructure for people, not for corporations. I mean, you know, I have in northern Minnesota, I have 300 miles of pipe sitting there that they didn't get to put in. 300 miles of pipe that the Enbridge company wanted to use for the sandpiper. It's sitting in piles. And I say, why don't you send it to Flint? You know, Flint, Michigan needs pipes. Put pipes where people need them, not pipes for oil companies, you know. And it's a much better for jobs, you know. By the time they're done putting these lines in out by us, 34 people, I think, are to be employed at the Dakota Access Pipeline. Enbridge, you know, line 3, another 23. You know, but if you put pipelines in for people, you could have long-term employment and long-term security and some water for your people.
My guest is Winona LaDuke. She is the keynote speaker at the Women and Environment Symposium in Grand Rapids. Russ and I are on site. Winona, one of the focal points of this conference is this connection or interface between gender equity and the environment. What are you going to tell the folks this evening?
I'm going to tell them we've got a choice between two paths. One is well-worn and one is scorched. That's an Anishinaabe prophecy, and that's where we're all at right now. And this, you know, infrastructure issues, you know, where we are right now is at very much the intersection of those issues. You know, we have the time to do something right for people, to provide, you know, adequate water and sewer to people, to provide adequately for their health, adequately for the education of our children. You know, this is a first world country. And I swear that President Trump wants to make most of our villages back into third world. You know, we'd like to have things done right. And I feel like I'm, you know, as a North American resident, I feel like I'm entitled to water I can drink. And, you know, those are human health issues. They're economic issues and they're environmental issues. And they're issues really, you know, frankly, I have to ask the question, where are we going to be 50 years from now? Or where are we going to be 100 years from now? And who are you going to trust to make those decisions? So I'm going to encourage people here to do the right thing in their own communities, to rankle against stupid government policies and corporate policies, to stand strong, principled, and have courage and have vision. You know, because it seems like a lot of times, sadly, the politicians and, you know, at the legislative level or state level or federal level lack vision. I think there's a little bit too much corporate regulatory control or influence. And, you know, it is our opportunity to stand up against that and also to have the vision about where we want to go for local food, you know, local energy, you know, taking care of our relatives, whether they have wings or fins or roots or paws.
Yeah, a lot of environmental activists we've talked to on this program seem to think that maybe we're at a watershed moment here after this election. I mean, maybe this is the moment when there will be enough anger and enough fear and enough anxiety that a lot of folks who've been sitting on the sidelines in America amusing themselves to death at football games and what have you, but who maybe are clear thinkers, will get engaged.
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, get woke and stay woke. You know, that's what I feel like. It's like, you know, if you didn't get slapped in the face this last month with the Trump administration, you know, you're going to get slapped pretty quick. And, you know, it'd be a good time to, you know, wake up. And, you know, if the smartest guy in the world, you know, Donald Trump appointed Rex Tillerson, who lost so much money. You know, if you look at Enbridge's balance sheets on their net profits, they went from all the three top oil companies, including Enbridge, went from like $80 billion in net profits in 2011 to $3.7 billion in 2016. Anybody else couldn't have a job. You know, Rex Tillerson did that. And you couldn't get a job anywhere if you lost that much money, but they just appoint him Secretary of State. So if you're counting on things working out, you know, the big guy over there in Washington's not appointing the smartest people. I think that Betsy DeVos is one of those examples, you know. So I think it's like time for us to like make sure we work hard together. Time to unify our movements. We need a movement of movements in this country. No time to sit on the sidelines. No time to, you know, say I don't like them, I don't like them, I don't like them. Because if you keep doing that, you're going to be by yourself. You'll be by yourself.
Well, on that, that's an optimistic and upbeat note. I know you have a keynote speech to give in a few minutes, so we better end the interview. But it's been a real honor talking with Winona LaDuke. She is a well-known, internationally known environmental activist, director of Honor the Earth. She's also the keynote speaker at the Women and the Environment Symposium. Welcome to Michigan, and thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Miigwech.